This is JIS News. Coming up, government making strides to reduce discrimination and stigma associated with HIV/AIDS. Education Ministry considers lengthening academic year after water shortages close schools, and work to begin on the construction of new building to house Foreign Affairs Ministry. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. So hear this.
Yo, turn off your light, turn off your TV and your fan.
When you now use it,
turn off your heater and your AC as part of the plan.
When you now use it, ease up on the energy, save the day, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government is making strides to reduce the discrimination and stigma associated with HIV/AIDS. However, despite the gains, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the discrimination and stigma will only be eliminated when those most in need have access to medical care and treatment without fear of victimization and ridicule. The Prime Minister's statement was delivered by Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding at the opening ceremony for the Caribbean Consultation on Justice for All and Human Rights Agenda recently.
In approaching the challenge of HIV/AIDS, we realize that it cannot be business as usual. We have put in place an integrated national strategic plan for sexual and reproductive health, including HIV. We have advanced the treatment agenda, placing emphasis on affordable medicines. We've increased the budget allocation for HIV/AIDS services, and we've put in place mechanisms to counter the intractable issues of stigma and discrimination.
The three-day consultation is being staged from April 9 to 11 under the theme Advancing Justice for All and the Human Rights Agenda. The Ministry of Education is exploring the possibility of extending the academic year at a number of schools in light of recent disruptions in attendance due to water shortages. As many as 17 schools within Region 1, which encompasses Kingston and St. Andrew, have been affected by the water shortages. A release from the Education Ministry notes that though the National Water Commission has been trucking water, it has not been able to do so on a continuous basis, resulting in many schools being forced to close their doors. According to the release, the ministry is exploring the option of extending the summer term to make up for the lost time. In the meantime, Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, is urging parents at affected schools to provide their children with adequate drinking water and water for sanitary purposes where possible. Work on the construction of a new building to house the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is expected to get underway by the end of the 2014-2015 financial year. This as plans shift into high gear for the relocation of the ministry to downtown Kingston. Portfolio Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the work will be undertaken with a view to have the project completed by December 2016.
So what we are looking at is that by January 2017, 2.5 years plus time, it is expected that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade will be removed from Dominica Drive in New Kingston to new office space downtown Kingston. Mm-hmm.
Minister Nicholson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He points out that the $75 million allocation in the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure will go towards the construction of the new building. The relocation is being funded largely through a grant from the government of the People's Republic of China. And the Institute of Jamaica IOJ will be hosting an open house geared towards highlighting Jamaica's rich cultural heritage. The open house will run from April 22 to 25 at the Institute's East Street complex in downtown Kingston. Executive Director of the IOJ, Anne-Marie Bonner, says participants will be given the opportunity to view several exhibitions as well as join in talks on various aspects of Jamaican culture.
We think a lot of people don't really know that we have a lot of treasures here at the Institute. And so we are targeting, first of all, public sector workers and people in our immediate community downtown here.
Ms. Bonner was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. To arrange a tour, call 922-06-2026 or email prsecretary@instituteofjamaica.org.jm. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.